Good afternoon. Back here, WWGH Radio, Scott Spears along with Terry Tackett, Wednesday, January 25th, 2017, 1:12, coming up on 1:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are having a good time. Terry, how's life with you?
It's great. How about you?
Doing very well. Good. We're going to talk here about an event coming up momentarily that's going to be a lot of fun here in Marion this coming Saturday, January the 28th, and it's going to be big.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be big.
I mean, the way this event is shaping up, I mean, it could be the creme de la creme of all events, but I don't want to get into it exactly until the phone calls come in here, which I think they are in about the next 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fantastic. But let people know how they can find archive programs and tell them about the obituaries, a big thing here on the station.
We just now, WWGH has just now started running the obituaries actually 4 times a day now. Is it, what, 8, 10 a.m., 10 a.m., 12, 10 p.m., and 4:10 p.m.? You can catch the obituaries. And then also, too, if there's any other shows, any of our shows that you've missed that you want to listen to, that we have all of our shows archived. You just go to our website, www.wwgh1071.com, and check out the archives, and you can find any of the Now programs you missed, any of Scott's celebrity interviews that you want to listen to, or any of Adam's shows, or any of the Exchange Clubs, or anything that...
It's really going to be a lot of the website's a lot of fun.
We thank Adam every day for updating that
website. Adam, the computer guy, he does a tremendous job with
that. Yes, he sure does. He keeps on top of all that stuff.
So that's fantastic.
Good. Yeah,
very, very good job, and we thank him very much for doing that.
Absolutely.
Now, the big event that will be coming up, we can give people a little taste of what's coming up. The big event that's coming up this coming Saturday, January the 28th, 6 p.m. start time. You're not going to want to miss it. It's called Classic Championship Wrestling Presents The Great Debate. Now, this is a WWGH event, a WWGH charity event. All the proceeds from this event go to fund
educational
programming here on WWGH Radio, historic programs, history on Marion, national history, any of the scientists we have on, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
That event will be going on here in Marion, Saturday, 6 p.m., January 28th, at the Union Hall on Route 309,
labor,
over there by Speedway.
The Labor Union Hall.
Yeah. Labor Union 574, I believe, is the one that it is. And we have got some tremendous action at this event.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's called The Great Debate. Now, this is fascinating. It's going to be the first time ever in wrestling history that there's going to be a debate between two wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe this? The two wrestlers who are going to have the debate are Bobo Brazil Jr. and Big Bully Busick, coming back here, WWE legend. Now, the reason for this debate is because Bully is making some accusations that are very heinous, in my opinion. I got word... I even hate to say this on public radio, but do you know what Bully's claiming?
No.
He's running around claiming that Bobo Brazil Jr. is not the son of Bobo Sr.
Not the legitimate son of Bobo Sr.
And he wants to see Bobo's birth certificate.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe that sleaze? Can you believe that sleazebag, Big Bully Busick? So Bobo's not happy about this. Bobo's been hearing it through the grapevine. So at that event that night, the great wrestling debate will take place between Bobo Brazil Jr. and Big Bully Busick. Now, here's the very cool thing about this. The audience is going to choose the winner of the debate, whether they think Bobo is the son of Bobo Sr., or do they think Fat Chance that Bully is telling the truth and that he is not the son. I don't know what proof he really has about this. I've heard Bully might be bringing his lawyer to town that night, if you can believe such things.
Right.
But anyway, that's going to be the great debate. I'm going to moderate.
Okay.
And what will happen is that each Bobo and Busick will get a 2-minute opening statement for the crowd. Then they will be able to ask a question of the other and make a statement for 2 1-minute periods, and then they will each get a 2-minute closing period. And then the audience, based upon crowd response and a show of hands, will choose the winner. But can you believe a heinous announcement of that nature
about
The great Bobo Brazil Jr.
Yeah, that's
former heavyweight champion, which is a whole other bag of rocks that we're going to discuss. Yes, that's also going to be taking place that night.
Sure.
Okay, fill people in about what happened back in October, our last event, Halloween Bash, and how the 2.5 year title reign of Bobo Brazil Jr. was ended.
Sure. And that night, the main event, if I recall, was Bobo Brazil Jr. and Big Bully Busick had brought in a gentleman, Mr. Hughes,
WWE legend, football player for Kansas State.
Yep, former bodyguard of the Undertaker.
No, he didn't bodyguard. He stole the Undertaker's urn.
Oh, he stole the Undertaker's urn.
He was Chris Jericho's bodyguard.
Chris Jericho's bodyguard. I'm sorry.
He was a lot of people's
bodyguard. Yes.
Lex Luger's bodyguard.
Yeah, but that particular night, he. Those two had a match, and he was, you know, due to some chicanery or whatever we want to say, when the dust had all settled, he was the new champion, Mr. Hughes.
But was he the new champion?
Well, he was the
new. Now, what happened? You gotta say what happened, because the end of that match is very important.
Yeah. Well, what happened was is that, of course, we had our astute referee Ron. He was calling the match. And so there was an object in the ring, and referee Ron had his back turned, didn't see it. Well, of course, you know, the bully had given Mr. Hughes this object, and he used it to knock Bobo Brazil Jr. out, basically, and get the 3 count. So
what did you decide, along with the executive committee? You met with the executive committee during the intermission.
The conclusion that I came to was that I cannot change any referee's decision, unfortunately. You know, the referee's decision is final, so it's going to go down as he is the champion. But what I've decided is we're going to have a rematch here now for this great debate, and it's going to be – the stipulation is going to be a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Now, wait a second. Mr. Hughes is not the champion. I thought you.
No. Yeah. So I got ahead of myself there. You're right, Mr. Hughes. We've decided as a committee that we stripped him of the title.
You can't change the referee's decision.
Right. So Mr. Recognize him as the champion.
It will go down in the books that Mr. Hughes did defeat Bobo Brazil Jr.
Yeah.
But what you and the executive committee have done is, my understanding, is have stripped him of the title.
That's correct.
Because of the conduct of that match.
Because of what happened that particular. Match, yes.
So, all that being said we come to this event,
mm-hmm.
and that we really have no heavyweight champion right
That's
now.
Correct. The title's still vacant.
For the first time, the title is vacant, and what will happen that night is that in a 2 out of 3 fall match, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hughes will go one-on-one with Bobo Brazil Jr., Big Bully Busick, of course, in the corner of Mr. Hughes. And the winner of this match will become the new CCW heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
It will be either Bobo's second reign or Mr. Hughes's
first reign. Correct. Yes. And no matter what happens, I mean, it's, you know, as long as the criteria is met and it's 2 out of 3 falls, and, you know, and there's a clean pin, then
so be it.
Then it's going to be.
That's the way it'll go. So what do you foresee happening that night?
Well, of course, I foresee, you know, with Bully Busick, he's always got to intervene somehow, some way. So I'm sure he'll rear his ugly head that night. So we'll be on the lookout for him to make sure that everything goes accordingly and that he doesn't affect the outcome whatsoever.
Now, it was my understanding that you guys were trying to drive a little stipulation.
Uh-huh.
That. Am I correct on this? And this is just something I heard as a journalist through the grapevine.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That you plan to have Big Bully Busick handcuffed to the bottom rope.
Well, that's what the stipulation was the last time was that we talked about was definitely handcuffing him, you know, to keep him at bay. So.
Because basically that whole match was thrown into peril.
It was a turmoil. Yeah, it was thrown into turmoil because, of course, his chicanery and his trickery and all that stuff. So this time we're trying to keep him at bay and make sure that we have just a good, clean match for the championship.
But because he's called his lawyer and because he's called the executive committee, mm-hmm. he has said that we have no right to strip him of being at ringside. His lawyers intervene there.
Right.
And I think he's bringing his lawyer
mm-hmm.
that night.
Yep.
So he will be at ringside because he does have a manager's license to mm-hmm. manage Mr. Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be at ringside. But we will handcuff him to the bottom rope.
That's correct. Yes, he will
for that match.
He'll be handcuffed to the bottom rope. Yep.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
How do you think he's going to take that?
I don't know.
He should have been handcuffed to the parking lot a long time. Handcuffed up in the, keep him away from the announcing table because he's nuts.
Yeah. He's
now. So that's two big events right there. The big great debate between Bobo and Busick. And then you've got this 2 out of 3 fall title match that's going to crown a new CCW World Champion all January 28th, 6 p.m. start time, Union Hall on Route 309 here in Marion, the Labor Workers Union right next to Speedway.
Right.
And again, all the proceeds for this event, this big charity event,
go to the Educational Fund of
WWGH Radio. And
it'll help us get some educational programming on the air and, you know,
absolutely.
And things
and
like
we,
that.
100% of the proceeds.
Yes.
And also, once again, $10 a seat. I don't think we mentioned that. And you can get those at the door.
Yep.
Doors will open at 5:30.
Okay.
Okay, and I think we got a phone call here.
Good.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Spears, this is W.D. Steele.
This is the lawyer.
Oh,
this is the shyster car chaser, ambulance chaser that is in the employ of Big Bully Busick.
You're right. This is the lawyer.
Yeah, you got
Nobody is handcuffing Mr. Busick to anything.
Already done.
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
Okay, President Tackett.
Both cease and assist this unconscionable event that you're planning here.
Okay, now hold on. President Tackett, you have the proxy right now of Sean Kraft, who sits on the executive committee, Jeff Bargo, who sits on the executive committee. What have you guys reached?
Well, the agreement that we reached was that in order for this match to take place, that Bully Busick will be handcuffed to the bottom rope during this 2 out of 3 falls championship match.
There's been no agreements reached. I received nothing. I've got no emails. I haven't talked to anybody. Nobody has talked to me about anything. This is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment, and it will stop. I will be there that night to make sure it stops.
I hope you bring a Kleenex. You sound a little stuffed up. Do you have a cold?
Don't you worry about what I have.
You know, when you're out chasing...
I'm a busy man. I don't get to sit around on the radio all day.
Well, when you're out chasing those ambulances, wear a scarf and some gloves next time.
Listen, I'll see you two Saturday night at 6 o'clock.
That's fine, but hold on, Mr. Steele. You have not... Let's make this very clear. Will Big Bully Busick be handcuffed
Absolutely
to the bottom rope?
Will.
Okay.
Sure.
He will not be handcuffed anywhere. Yeah. And by the way, stop referring to him as Bully. That's offensive.
And then what does he want to be called?
His name is Mr. Busick.
Oh, he doesn't want to be called...
Refer to him as Mr. Busick.
Really?
Okay.
And I'll tell you another thing about Brazil. Anybody can name themselves after a country. And I've been to Brazil.
Now, wait a second, Steele.
And
before
people there aren't real happy
wait,
about him.
Steele, I'm going to give you an ultimatum right now here as the announcer. You go call up your shyster client, and he is the bully, and you can file what any motions and lawsuits you want against
right.
me on that.
Oh, you don't worry about that, Spears. And I hear Taggart back there with his little laugh, his little giggle. You wait till I get there Saturday.
Well, you tell Busick to call in before this hour is up, because we're also going to hear in this hour, my understanding, from Mr. Hughes and Bobo Brazil Jr. So you have that shyster client of yours, that scam man, that goofball in the funny hat who looks like Laurel and Hardy.
Hardy, yeah.
It was like a Laurel and Hardy cartoon. That hat was left back in the 1940s. You have him call in before this show's over, because he will be handcuffed to that bottom rope per executive committee and President Terry Tackett.
And I will see you two schmucks
and listen,
on Saturday.
And you make sure that he
you
stops...
You don't tell me what to do.
I'm going to tell you right now. You make sure that he stops impugning the dignity of Bobo Brazil Jr. by saying that his father is not his father and asking for his birth certificate. That's appalling. It's offensive. It's disgraceful.
Well, we would like to see the birth certificate.
Well, the debate...
We want to see the birth certificate. If it's... You know what? If he is, what's the problem?
Because
what's the problem in his
what? Okay, let me. What evidence do you have, Steele, that he is not the son of Bobo Sr.?
Well, I would like to see is emails between you, Taggart, and Brazil. That's what
Taggart.
I would like.
Well, who's Taggart?
Isn't that your lame executive, the head of the wrestling foundation there.
Well, what do you think, Taggart?
Lame. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, we got a couple of days yet. We could have another session here. Maybe take care of this steel guy here. Maybe
because he'll be there that night.
Yeah.
Would you like to be handcuffed to the bottom rope too, Steel?
I will be there that night. Nobody's getting handcuffed.
We could handcuff you to the men's restroom.
There you go.
My friend Mr. Busick will be calling in. He'll be talking to you in a few minutes.
I hope he heard all this.
Stuff out with you. I don't really got time for this call, like I told you before.
I hear a siren in the background. I hear a siren. I hear an ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
See you Saturday, Steel.
See you later.
What a bum.
Yeah.
What an absolute shyster lawyer. I mean, you can even tell it in his voice. What a shystery. He called you Taggart. He called you lame. Well, what do you think? Do you think that's necessary, appropriate?
Well, no, it wasn't but it's expected from somebody like him.
He'll be there that
yeah.
Day. What are you going to do with this goofball?
Well, we'll figure something out between now. We got a little over 48 hours. So.
But now, again, the match is Bobo Brazil Jr., Mr. Hughes, two out of three falls.
Yep.
Heavyweight title, Saturday night, January 28th.
Mr. Busick handcuffed to the bottom rope.
Oh, here goes the phone again.
All right.
Oop, let's take the call here. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio.
Scott, it's Donald Trump. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. The President of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Donald, President Trump, very busy lately. How are you?
I'm very, very busy. I know you wanted me to call in earlier, but as you know, I'm writing executive orders nonstop. I've written more executive orders in the first day than Obama did in 8 years. It's tremendous. It's tremendous.
Mr. Trump, you are the president now, and you're supposed to work with Congress and Senate, not just...
I'm not working with anybody. I am a ruler. I am a president. I am a king. I don't have to work with anyone. It's all going to be all executive orders. I'm not talking to the Congress. I don't like those people. Terrible people in the Congress.
But they're members of your party. They're all Republicans.
I don't like... Scott, please. Some of those people were never Trump people. Do you remember that movement, the Never Trumps? I don't trust those people. I only trust my cabinet, which, by the way, is a tremendous cabinet, the best cabinet in the history of cabinets and drawers.
Oh, really? Well, that's good to hear. Now, Mr. Trump, what is this I heard? It's hard for me to call you President Trump, but President Trump.
Well, you better call me President Scott, or I'm going to have the IRS audit you so fast your head is going to spin.
President Trump, what is this I heard
thank
this morning? Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. What is this I heard this morning that you are going possibly to sign another executive order to investigate voter fraud in this country? You won. What are you doing?
Listen. There are over 3 to 5 million illegal immigrants who voted. It's the single biggest voter fraud in the history of mankind, and I am going to get to the bottom of it.
You don't know where's the proof of this?
I don't need proof. I'm tremendous. Look how successful I am. I'm the president. We are going to find all these illegal immigrants who voted, and then I'm going to build the wall, and then I'm going to build a catapult, and I'm going to shoot them all back to Mexico on the catapult.
Now wait,
get a free ride back to Mexico.
Mr. Trump, President Trump, excuse me, old habits die hard. President Trump, it's my understanding that you're signing an executive order today to build this wall you said you were going to build between the United States and Mexico, but that the taxpayers are going to pay for this, not Mexico.
Right. Well, it turns out Mexico doesn't have any money, so we are going to pay for it first. It's only going to be $24 billion. That's not a lot of money when you get me down. It's not that much. Come on, Scott. I'm very, very rich. I have billions. Rex Tillerson can pay with that for his lunch money. I mean, come on. So we're going to build the wall. It'll be $24 billion. And then I'm going to shake down that president, Jose Mancino or whatever, Panera Bread, whatever his name is. We're going to get the money out of them. Believe me. It's going to happen. We're going to get the money back.
President Trump, why are you always picking fights with my people, the media? Why? Just you call them the most dishonest.
The press, they're scum, Scott. They're scum.
No, wait a
second. Terrible people. Fake news. Fake news. They're saying that there weren't that many people at my inauguration. My inauguration had more people than any other inauguration in the history of inaugurations. I could see it. We had 1.5 million people. That's a lot of people, Scott.
That's a lot of people. Mr. Trump, that's President Trump. That's not correct.
What are you talking about? I saw it. I saw it. I was counting while I was giving my speech. It was like, you know, 10, 20, 30, 1 million, million and a half. That was it. I was counting. I could see it. I could see it. I was giving my speech about carnage, but I could see it. I was counting.
President Trump, I hate to ask you this, but why will you not release your tax returns? You said you were
Scott, no one's interested in my tax return.
70%
of
the country.
The only people that are interested are you and some guy in Milwaukee. That's it. President
Trump, the polls show that over 70% of the people are interested in this country and want to see your tax returns.
Polls are rigged. Polls are rigged. Horrible numbers. Lying numbers. No one cares about my tax returns. Believe me. Believe me. And listen, by the way, we are going to do away with the IRS. We're going to do away with the IRS. It's going to be tremendous. Everyone's going to love it. And no one's going to care about my tax returns. No one's going to care about that.
I have a question for you, President Trump, on those tax returns. What, you know, now that you are president, as of 5 days ago, you are saying that your tax return is under audit, and that is why you will not show it. But now, aren't you the head of the IRS? Isn't that a conflict of interest to have your tax returns being audited by a group that you are the head of?
I agree with you, and that's why I'm getting rid of the IRS. That way there won't be any conflicts of interest.
None at all, huh?
None at all. We're going to get rid of them because I think we know how terrible they are. And I've been under audit for so long. I've been under audit all time. By the way, Scott, very, very complex taxes, I have to tell you. It would be boring to you. You'd be so bored with it. It's like 7,000 pages. You know what? You'd probably rather read a book, not my taxes. So don't worry about that. You're never going to see them, so stop asking.
You know, it was awful nice of you on, I believe that, it was awful nice of you on Inauguration Day at the dinner afterward to recognize Bill and Hillary Clinton and say you felt those were two of the most, you respected them so much. What happened? She was Crooked Hillary a few months ago.
Well, you know what? I like Bill and I like Hillary, but I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter. And if you pit yourself against me, I am going to tear you apart. I'm going to tear you apart, you know. So I'm going to probably still golf with Bill. I probably, you know, Hillary's very angry with me. She's very angry with me, I have to tell you. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to win, right? Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that you need to dominate your competitors?
You try to win. You want to do the best you can. But, you know, some of the things you said were a little rough, like bringing Bill's mistresses to the debate.
Well, excuse me. He had relationships with those women. So I just thought I'd bring them so he could remind some of them, I have to tell you, not the most attractive women. Believe me. So I thought it was just a nice reminder. A nice reminder of Bill's past indiscretions.
I do have a final question for you, President Trump, and
we can talk forever. I signed a bunch of blank executive orders, and Rex and everyone else is just going to fill them in. So you and I can talk for hours if you want.
I know you're not going to like this, President Trump, but the CIA, the Senate, the Congress are all investigating your ties to Vladimir Putin and Russia and what happened during the election, and that Russia was hacking into Hillary Clinton's or the DNC's emails during the election with the intention to make Donald Trump the president and to discredit Hillary Clinton. They now have subpoena power. You've answered this both ways during the election. Have you met Vladimir Putin? Were you in contact during the election?
Well, of course I was in contact with him. I mean, I had to talk to him. I talk to him every day. Me and Putin are very, very close. I have, you know, I love Russia. I think he's fantastic. He's the best president Russia's ever had. Have you seen that guy shirtless on the back of a horse? Let me tell you something. That's the world leader that this country, I mean, this world needs. And now you have me. So it's okay for me to talk to him. By the way, we didn't talk about any of the sanctions or anything like that. He would call me up and he would say, what a genius I am, how smart I am. What do you think, I'm going to turn that phone call down? No. You know why? it's good to have a positive relationship with Russia. Russia is tremendous, tremendous people. And look, they're getting the oil in Syria. They're getting the oil in Syria. And as far as those investigations, they will all be shut down. Every single one of them. Believe me, they are not going to happen.
Well, I got to tell you, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, President Trump. I
know it's fantastic. And what about my inauguration speech? Shortest speech in history. I got right to the point. American carnage.
Well, George Will did say, who's a big guy in the Republican Party.
Oh, George Will is horrible. He abandoned me 8 months ago. He's a terrible person with a bad haircut and stupid glasses.
Okay, well, regardless of that, he said it was the worst inauguration speech ever.
You know what? He doesn't know anything. People, Fox News said it was the best they've ever heard. And I believe Fox News over George Will, who stabbed me in the back. So, you know, listen, they're already making a movie called American Carnage. That just shows you how good my speech was. It's already generated a movie. That's incredible. You have to admit.
President Trump, like I say, it's always a pleasure you make time for us, because having a sitting president now on this show is an absolute pleasure, and I thank you time and time again.
I'm going to be unlike other presidents. I am going to tweet. I'm going to be on Snapchat. I'm going to be on Facebook. I'm going to be calling you. I'm going to be very, very available, Scott, because I love the American people, and I love being your ruler. I mean, your president.
President Trump. And I'm sure, of course, we need to mention the person calling in here is not President Donald Trump, but the best, the absolute best, even better than Alec Baldwin, Donald Trump.
Absolutely. That guy's a hack.
John DiDomenico. John, it is always a pleasure. I bet business is going great right now.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's just been so incredible. And I was actually down. I did one of the unofficial inaugural balls. It was amazing.
Perfect.
So it was so incredible. Yeah, it's been such a great ride. It's going to be an amazing next 25 years as him as president.
What was the hardest thing to pick up in the Donald Trump impersonation? What was the hardest thing to get?
Well, his voice, with him, it's a very, very, his voice goes up, his voice goes down, he constrains his vocal cords, and then he lets them out. So with him, it's this constant up and down, a little bit of gravelly, believe me. So with him, it's just the overall voice. It's not like a lot of the other voices I do. It is a very, very difficult voice to nail down because of all of the different moving parts that he employs when he speaks.
John, it's been a thrill this entire year, and may it keep on keeping on now that he's the president. Thank you, John.
Great. I'm glad we could be back on, so okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Boy, oh boy, the president calling in there, Terry, right in the middle of this wrestling cavalcade here.
That's awesome, bro.
Okay, again, now as we had the president call in, fill people in on what's going on this coming Saturday, just 2 days away, January 28th,
right.
Union Hall, Route 309.
Okay, this coming Saturday at the Laborers Union, I'm not sure the number.
I think 574.
574. It's on Route 309, the one beside Speedway, is the Great Debate, Classic Championship Wrestling presents the Great Debate, and that night you'll see a true live debate between two wrestlers, the Big Bully Busick and Bobo Brazil Jr.
Here comes a call right now. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Bobo Brazil Jr. Son of a legend. How's everybody doing today?
Everybody's doing good. How are you, Bobo?
Great. Happy late New Year to everyone. Hope y'all had a good Christmas. And I see it's going to be a better year for me this year when I beat Mr. Hughes down in the middle of the ring.
Well, Bobo, I'm sure you've heard this coming Saturday the title is held up. I know you weren't happy about that your title reign came to an end. But President Tackett, along with some other members of the executive committee, have decided there's going to be a 2 out of 3 fall affair this coming Saturday, January the 28th, at the Union Hall on Route 309 here in Marion. $10 a seat. All proceeds go to WWGH Radio's Educational Fund. The title will be decided this week. 2 out of 3, you and Mr. Hughes, Big Bully Busick, handcuffed to the bottom rope. What do you think?
You know, I think that y'all took an edge away from Mr. Hughes. Are that old man able to go 2 out of 3 fall?
He signed the contract. Our bully signed it for him.
all bully signing for. Well, I want to say this. I wish him all the luck of the world. I hope he got it together. I hope he's in shape and ready to go. I'm ready, as I've always been. You always have to be ready, look for the consequences, and be ready to battle 100%.
My goodness. Well, Bobo, the other thing I have to ask you about is this debate that's going to happen. The great debate is what the event's being called. This shyster, Big Bully Busick, is impugning your character, saying that you are not the son of Bobo Sr., and he wants to see your birth certificate, and the debate will happen this Saturday night. Can you imagine this guy?
I can't imagine a guy, but, you know, I don't have a problem with it. See, I've got one question to ask you, Scott. When he sees all of this, and all evidence has been proven, what is he going to come up with then?
Well, there's I don't know. He's bringing his lawyer, Mr. Steele, on Saturday night. The debate will go down between you and him. He asked for this debate. It will start out with 2 minutes. You each will have an opening statement. Then you'll each have a chance to ask the other a question with 2 one-minute rounds, and you both will get a closing statement, and the audience, by a show of hands or a crowd response, will pick the winner to see who is believed in this debate. Do you feel, you know, Bobo, or the bully has a slick tongue, and you know he's got something up his sleeve. I kind of think he's trying to throw you off your game with that title match that night.
That's not going to work. I'm going to add a little bit to the pot, you know. I'm going to put a little salt to make the season good. You know, with salt makes the meat taste better because of the season. Now, is this lawyer is going to be a fan? This is a corporate lawyer. Now, let me lay something on you. I have a lawyer, too.
Ooh.
And I can have him there.
Oh, well, that upstanding.
I want this lawyer to show me his certificate that he spent his 5 years in law school. So I know that this is a lawyer that came from a career institute, not a career penitentiary institute.
Well, Bob,
not someone off the street.
Well, now, Bob,
I want to know if this is a real lawyer coming.
Well, Bobo, I have 2 questions for you. Now you're bringing your lawyer. This is turning into a litigation event on Saturday.
Yeah.
Here's the question, Bobo. Bully has asked this, and I don't know why, because he's saying your father's not your father, which is a horrible thing to say. So my 2 questions are, will you be bringing your birth certificate on Saturday night? And
yes.
He has asked, because he says you talk big about Mr. Hughes, but the truth is you know you're going down. They feel they are the champion, the uncrowned champion. They said, well, here's the thing. Here's what they've asked you, Bobo, and I want to get through this real quick here. They say they want you because they know that you have your father's boots and your father's robe. And they said they want you to put those up in that main event match. Bring them on Saturday night.
I don't have a problem with that because I wear his boots every show. I wear the big blue robe of his most of the show. I would bring him there, but what is they going to put up?
You know what? We will get Bully on the line, and we're going to find that out before this show, no, Bobo.
I would greatly appreciate that, but, you know, he's not going to throw me off my game, Scott, because I have him a little bit afraid that I am the true son of the, I am the only living legend that it is now. His problem is that he didn't stay around long enough to be a legend. He should thank Classic Championship Wrestling to give him a job.
Are you going to be bringing your birth certificate?
I'm going to bring that. And then, you know, when I let him look at it, the expression going to be on his face is one of them when my fist go upside of his head. And now I have to go through that trouble. Let me give you a little problem to work with. A headache for that night. I'm going to give him a Classic Championship headache.
Bobo Brazil Jr., the legend. Thank you, Bobo.
Thanks, Bobo.
Thank you.
My goodness. Now, there's another caveat.
Yeah.
Bobo Brazil Jr. is putting up the boots
and
the robe of his father, Bobo Sr., in this championship encounter on Saturday night. And he says he's going to bring the birth certificate, and he's bringing a lawyer.
Yeah.
President Tackett, are you in the executive committee, Sean Kraft and Jeff... is your friend down
Marto,
there?
Marto. Or...
Jeff, are you guys all ready? Bargo. Jeff Bargo. Excuse me. Jeff Bargo. Are you guys ready for the lawyers that are going to be there that night?
There's going to be a lot of legality.
Birth certificates flying around and threats like volleyball.
A lot of stuff to analyze. And
Saturday night, January 28th, 6 p.m. start time, Union Hall on Route 309 here in Marion.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a happening. $10 a ticket. All the proceeds go to the Educational Fund here at WWGH Radio and WWGH Radio 107.1 FM putting on this event. And other wrestlers in action, by the way, that night. Lockdown will be back with us. Quentin Deal will be there. Sergeant Mac Thomas with Cherry. And Blackheart will all be in action that night as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Hughes and Bully and Bobo, I'm sure, will all be signing autographs, taking pictures with the fans.
That's good, yeah. Make it a nice little evening.
And to see the boots of the legendary Bobo Brazil Sr. And Bobo Sr. wrestled here for years as part of the Sheik's Big Time Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are people to this day who carry around cards of Bobo's.
Yeah, yep.
It's amazing.
Well, at one of the shows we had, somebody showed up, I think, with one of those cards and showed us.
Bobo's a legend, but my goodness, can you imagine if Bully gets a hold of the boots and the robe?
What dishonor he would do to those, you know.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, how does the executive committee feel about that, and what is Bully going to put up in that match? What is Hughes going to put up in that match?
We're going to have to talk about that here. I mean, that's something for us to discuss. We'll have to have a meeting here within the next 12 hours or so, 12 to 24 hours here or so. And
so many things are happening.
Yeah.
So run down the time, the place, where people can get tickets.
Sure.
How much tickets are?
Absolutely. It's going to be Saturday night, January 28th at the Union.
Hold on. We're getting the call here. We're going to come back to that
in a second.
As all of you know, the big wrestling event is coming up this coming Saturday night, 6 p.m. start time right here in Marion, the Union Hall on Route 309, Steelworkers Union Hall. It is going to be a fantastic event, $10 a seat. You can get those seats starting at 5:30 that night when the doors open early. 6 p.m. is the start time. And as we've said, it is the great debate. And one of the people involved that night, the only person we haven't heard from in this hour, we've heard from Mr. Steele, the attorney. We've heard from Bobo Brazil Jr. And now joining the program, Mr. Shyster himself, Big Bully Busick. Bully, are you there?
So we're going to the Steelworkers Union Hall, which, by the way, I heard they met with my President Trump, not that illegitimate Cantor, Tartar, or whatever your president's name is, who, by the way, did not win the election down there for your wrestling organization.
Well, let's get right into this, Bully, because we have 10 minutes left in the show, and there's a lot of ground to cover here. Something very historic. This event is called The Great Debate. And that night, you and Bobo Brazil Jr. will be going head-to-head in a debate. Again, this debate will start out with 2 minutes. Each of you will have an opening statement. 1 minute rounds, 2 1-minute rounds where you can ask the other a question, 2 minute closing statement, and the audience will decide who's right. Now, the reason we're having this debate is about a claim you made, Bully, that is one of the most dastardly claims I've ever heard in the history of professional wrestling. You are claiming...
It's not a claim. It was legitimately filed within the correspondence by my attorney on a law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, and Mr. Steele, the greatest attorney since sliced bread, filed that complaint.
You are saying that Bobo Brazil Jr. is not the son of Bobo Sr. and asking to see his birth certificate. How despicable.
Well, of course we're asking. How in the world does he decide to name himself after a country? We called down to the Brazilian embassy in Washington, D.C. They referred us all the way down to Brazil. We want to know what's going on. It's bad enough the man had a titanium plate surgically implanted in his head, and now that surgery's gone bad, and he's claiming to be on the injured reserve list. I want to know what's going on.
Well, it's going to be awful interesting because we just spoke with Bobo, and he said he's bringing his attorney, and he's also going to bring the birth certificate. So once we see the birth certificate that night, I think your case is all done there, Bully.
Well, I wanted to bring it. And we're just going to see how legitimate it is.
Well, and another thing, you know, Bully, I really don't think that you believe that Bobo Jr. is not the son of Bobo Sr. I think you're trying to take all his focus off the main event that night because you're scared. Because as you know, your man, Mr. Hughes, was stripped, shortest title reign in Classic Championship Wrestling history, lasted all of about 5 minutes. He was stripped of the title, title held up on this night, 2 out of 3 falls. Mr. Hughes versus Bobo Brazil Jr. for the CCW heavyweight title. And Bully, the stipulation is you will be handcuffed to the bottom rope.
First of all, that's unconscionable. I don't know where you're getting this handcuff stuff at, but Mr. Steele will deal with that. And as far as Mr. Hughes goes, I've been in contact. Mr. Hughes is on the strictest training regimen. He's on arginine. Alk-cagenine, alk-corphanine. He's taking multivitamins. He's bench pressing 600 pounds. He's running 10 miles a day. Bobo Brazil, when he drives down from Detroit down that highway, he's going to be saying, man, I better put this Coca-Cola away because Mr. Hughes is coming after me like, you know, you guys stripped Mr. Hughes of that, and it was not rightfully so. Mr. Hughes is the champion and will remain the champion and will take that belt back, and you at Classic Championship Wrestling and Taggart will have no say about it whatsoever.
We're going to get to Tackett here in a second because he's with us here. But, you know, Bully, you know, for people who don't remember, and we're going to show the footage at some point. It's coming up on the television program here of what happened that night if they were not in attendance. You jumped up on the apron, distracted the referee, tossed Mr. Hughes a chain. Bobo took it, and it was a cardinal mistake. Bobo took his eyes off Mr. Hughes, gave you the cocoa butt, knocked you off the apron. Hughes hits him.
Which, by the way, he was not permitted to hit me with that cocoa butt.
Nobody said he couldn't cocoa butt you.
Well, no. Read the contract. That's another thing. You and Taggart think you can make the rules up as you go along. It don't work like that.
Anyway, Hughes hits Bobo with the chain, knocks him kind of half silly, goes down for the pin, and unfortunately this was not referee Ron's fault. He was just in a bad position. He had to keep an eye on you, had to keep an eye on Bobo, had to keep an eye on Hughes, and the count was made and Bobo got to the rope. I've seen the tape, and you'll see the tape this Saturday, that Bobo did get to the rope. Unfortunately, referee Ron did not see Bobo touching the rope. So we can't reverse the referee's decision. And unfortunately,
isn't that convenient?
Wait, hold on. Let me finish. It's unfortunate that in the record books it will go down that Mr. Hughes did defeat Bobo by pinfall.
Excuse me. Can you say that again, please?
Yes. First time I've ever heard you say please.
Did you or did you not say Mr. Hughes did defeat Brazil?
It's in the record book that he holds a win over Bo, and you got the purse money that night, so you bought that little Chevy Pacer, that little Chevette you have. You bought some new tires, I heard. But we were not going to let him hold the title. He was stripped of the title, which the executive committee, Sean Kraft, President Tackett, and Jeff Bargo all had the ability to do. Okay. All that being said, that's why you're handcuffed to the bottom rope. You can't get on the apron. And you know what, Bully? If Bobo puts Hughes out at any point in that match, you can't run. He can get a hold of you.
That is what I'm saying. It's unconscionable. It's cruel and unusual punishment. It shouldn't be. After all, I'm Big Bully Abusive. How dare you want to handcuff me? Of all people.
Well, I don't want to do it, but President Tackett does, and President Tackett, talk to the Bully.
Hello, Bully.
President Tackett,
yes.
How in the world do you claim, how can you get on the radio, how can you get on TV and claim to be the president? You know, that vote was not by popular vote. You were elected by Scott Spears and all your other cronies, and you are not the legitimate president.
Hey, it worked for Donald Trump. I had my electoral college vote me in.
Yeah, your electoral college. You know what?
But in this case, it was my electoral colleagues.
I may call President Trump because he's in now with the union workers, and he's putting this country back to work.
Okay, you'll need more than him because you got an angry Bobo Brazil Jr. coming for you.
Now, we're having a debate already. See, this is why I'm moderating that debate on Saturday night, the great debate, the first ever wrestling debate, because we can't have people talking over each other like this.
Scott, does he know about the stipulations with the?
No. I'm going to bring that up right now because we're down to 4 minutes, Bully, and this is something else. Bobo is
as an added surprise.
Well, we know you've been walking around, Bully, claiming you. As we've said, that Bobo Jr. is not the legitimate son of Bobo Sr. Well, here's the deal. We know you wanted something of Bobo Sr.'s. We just talked to Bobo Jr. So not only is the title up in that 2 out of 3 fall match, Bobo Jr. is bringing the boots of his father, Bobo Sr., that night, and he says if you and yous are man enough to beat him in that match, you'll walk out of there with his father's boots, his most prized possession in life.
Well, it's only fitting because Mr. Hughes, what he did to The Undertaker, he will take out another legend and walk out with Bobo Sr.'s boots.
But what are you putting up? What are you and that goofball Mr. Hughes putting up?
Mr. Hughes is bringing himself, and we don't have to put up anything.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do have to put up something. What does he have to – what are you going to put up?
What would you suggest?
Well, I don't know.
How about the Bully's prized possession, the bowler hat?
Nobody would want that ugly thing.
My hell, are you out of your mind?
And I know Mr. Hughes wears a hat, so
nobody would want his hat. His hat is ugly, the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm so confident, not only would I put the bowler hat up, I'll put one of my big Bully Vitamin Fortified cigars up with it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Since this sounds like a card game we got going on here, you'll put up your hat, you'll put up your cigar, and how about this? How about if Bobo does win, he gets 60 minutes with you handcuffed to that rope at the end of the match?
It's going to take more than 60 minutes because I still got one more left in me. I'm a lot like the old country song. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Oh, it's going to be right. Now, see here, some matches in wrestling these days don't mean a whole lot. But when you think of what's on the line on this one, you're going to have a new champion either way. You're either going to have the second reign of Bobo Brazil Jr. or you're going to have the first reign. Well, it's the second reign after that very short first reign of Mr. Hughes. 2 out of 3 fall match. So there's a lot of strategy in that match. You're going to need a general like Patton. And trust me, Mr. Hughes ain't got that in his corner. And the boots.
Hey, Tiger, I want to say something. You and Scott Spears, Tiger and Scott Spears, you guys better steer clear of me because I might just grab both of you by the puke stem.
I'm doing commentary with you that night, you bum.
Now you want to start insulting me. What, you want a safer zone, Scott Spears? You want those snowflakes that need a safety zone? You want me to go to the animal shelter and bring you a dog so you can pet it?
Listen, your cigars are banned from the announce table, by the way. In October, my sports coat stunk for 6 months, and you're going to pay the cleaning bill on that sports coat, you bum.
I'm going to pay the... You certainly are making a lot of claims. You know what? I'll hit you so hard a flock of pigeons will come out of your ass, Scott Spears.
Well, and by the way, folks... he's so kind. He's such a nice guy. Why would anybody ever call him a bully?
Yeah.
Listen, at the end of that night, either the boots, the sacred boots of Bobo Brazil Sr., who was one of the best wrestlers ever in the history of the business, will end up on Bully and Mr. Hughes' mantelpiece, or that ugly bowler and those stinky cigars will end up with Bobo, and he will get 60 seconds.
Stinky cigars? What are you talking about?
60?
Those cigars are $12 a clip. Mr. Hughes, I had to give Mr. Hughes 2 of them just so he could enjoy his ride back in his Continental. And by the way, I drive a Mercedes-Benz.
Listen, Bully. When you're handcuffed to that rope and you've got no place to go at the end of that match and Bobo's hand's been raised and he's stomped on your bowler and threw your cigar out of the ring and he's got...
And you call yourself a commentator? You are so prejudiced.
Hold on!
You really are a snowflake, aren't you?
And he's got 60 seconds with you. Do you know what he can do with you handcuffed for 60 seconds, Bully, do you have any idea what Bobo Brazil Jr. can do to you in 60 seconds?
I hope you have a strong chest.
What's that, Bully?
It's never going to get to that.
I tell you what, this is one of the hottest events you're going to want to see. Saturday night, January 28th, 6 p.m., Steelworkers Union, Route 309. You can't miss it. It's right next door to the Speedway. Hey, Bully, you're right next to the Speedway. You can go over and get a hot dog while you're waiting to get...
I ain't going
to
need no hot dogs because my Greek buddy's bringing me baklava.
Oh, baklava. Well, you know what? That'd be the best thing you could do that night. This coming Saturday night, doors open at 5:30, $10 a seat, all a donation to WWGH Radio. Radio's educational programming fund. Big Bully.
You didn't my Greek buddy, did you?
Yes, I know you're the Golden Greek, George Chrysotis. I saw him this morning.
He's a personal friend of mine.
He doesn't like you, he told me. He can't stand you.
Me.
He can't stand you.
I might stay home and go to church with him the next morning.
You go to church?
Of course I do.
What church is that?
I cross myself right to left like you're supposed to.
Church of the Crooked Steeple? What is it? What kind of church is that?
I even like that one, Scott Spears.
Big Bully Busick, I can't wait to sit next to you this coming Saturday because you know what? You are an interesting gentleman, and I love seeing the Bully leave a new color, black and blue.
This Saturday, I want everybody in Marion to come down to the Steelworkers Union Hall because everybody's going back to work because of the president, and we are going to have a great time.
Bully.
And Mr. Hughes is going to stomp Bobo Brazil.
It's all over. It's just 48 hours away. My goodness. See you Saturday, Bully.
See you Saturday.
Get ready.
I tell you what. I'm excited now. I want to go right now.
That's right.
We're out of time here. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Stay tuned for more information. Hemmerly's Flowers and Gifts, address 615 East Center Street here in Marion, telephone number 740-387-1163, website hemmerlys.com, is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM,